His heart should flutter and his gaze should be deep. His hair should be silky and his muscles should be nice.
Oh, God, no.
He should tuck me in at night and give me little smooches.
Little kisses.
It's the Manly Army song.
Ever again.
We haven't seen a lady in a very long time. In a very, 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 very long time.
Is this a pirate song?
And even if we could, she wouldn't be mine.
I'm not joining in on this one.
Oh.
Nope.
No rhymes, no reasons. This is the unwanted epilogue. I don't know what episode number, and I don't give a shit. We watched Star Trek Insurrection.
You didn't even let me say my name. You're so
rude.
This
is Jill. Say hi, Jill.
Hello.
This is Ford.
Hi.
And I'm Patrick.
Yeah, so you're introducing us now?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Are
you like that?
The host?
I mean, I guess I kind of am.
Patrick's taking control of the podcast.
I edit
it.
This.
I have full control. I can literally just take you out.
You're the only one with
votes.
A bio on our thing still.
Am I really?
Yeah. It's like, Patrick is the only one that makes this.
You should send me a thing and
I'll
put it on there.
What you guys don't know is Patrick is an amazing voice actor. And we just don't really exist.
He's like, the heart should beat and the feet shall quake. The horses shall ride and the men shall poop.
Great voice acting and amazing editing. Slide in his DMs if you would like his services.
Whoa, hang on.
So we did do Star Trek Insurrection, which is our second Star Trek film.
Erection. Erection.
Star Trek in erection. No, that doesn't really track.
Star Trek election year.
We did have, I don't know why it came up a lot early, though, where when you get a big chub in wearing these these Star Trek bridge uniforms.
Jumpsuit thing.
These jumpsuits.
Especially the ones in the movies.
It seems like you're going to get it caught in like doors.
Basically on everything. Any like sharp edges in the ship, you're just going to catch your massive
Maybe
erection
like
on it.
The, like,
your Star Trek insurrection on it.
Those
Star Trek
dampener erection. Things. The dampeners maybe, keep you from getting an erection
maybe
in the first place.
They have dampening underwear.
They probably do
inertial
have dampening
underwear. Holy shit.
EM field dampening underwear.
They use a tertiary EM field.
If that's not a real thing, it's ours. Alizé all day.
No, think about that, though. If they can make gravity on their ships, why not? And then you could have a nice little gravity-contained, like, hammock.
That'd be great as a bra.
Yeah.
Hammock.
A little hammock for your stuff.
For your goods.
Anyway, what are we talking about?
What movie were we talking about?
This movie?
So, in this movie, which apparently was a comedy, I didn't realize when we were selecting a movie to watch tonight that we would be watching a comedy, but...
It was directed by Guy Fawkes. No, wait, Jonathan Frakes. Sorry.
Jonathan Frakes.
Sorry,
yeah,
my notes
are a little...
It was
directed by Jonathan Frakes in a Guy Fawkes mask.
Riker!
Because he thought he was really funny. First of all, every scene that he's in, he is very red. He's a very red man.
He looks like he's gained a few olbs, though.
He looks like he's gained a few
olbs.
Hams.
Yeah. You know, if
he's been
olds,
collecting
yeah.
hams from nearby. Like,
shame on you.
I love Jonathan Frakes, first of all, and I'm in no position to throw fat
hams.
Stones at anyone or hams at anyone.
I mean, if you like trombone music,
those
you like
who
Jonathan
live
Frakes.
In glass yeah. hams should not throw hams at other people.
He looks
people.
Like he's got some water weight, I would say.
Yeah, he looks like he's retaining a lot of water. Yeah. He's on his period. He's bloated.
Oh.
He has had several drinks in his trailer before... He started directing
he's
and acting
loose.
In the movie.
He's a little rosy.
He's loose.
And he's really handsy with Marina Sirtis. Really handsy.
Is
I
that
feel
her
like,
real name?
Yes, that's Counselor Troy's real name. Did you not know that?
I don't know anything about her except
okay,
a
so
canto.
A little aside, if you've
Marina
never seen
Sirtis?
The... Yeah, Marina Sirtis. If you've never seen the documentary about Canon Films where she is interviewed in it and talks about how it was horrible to be in those films because she had to be like nude on a cold couch
oh.
and like the director screamed at her and wouldn't let her have a blanket. It's really not funny at all. It's terrible. Star Trek was like her path out of that life, basically. So she was like really super thankful her
Star
entire
Trek
life.
Star Trek does amazing things.
Didn't we talk
for
about
people.
This on the last one? Did we talk about it? Star Trek? I think so.
I don't think we talked about it on the podcast. Maybe I think not. We just talked about it while we were watching the movie. Anyway.
When we were looking at the preview of this on Amazon, didn't it say that it was like produced by Martin Scorsese or something fucking weird?
No, that was the snowman.
Oh, right, that was the one we vetoed. Well, we vetoed it because they wanted to charge us $14 for it.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
That's too much for a movie starring
Even
Michael Fassbender.
Though we are sponsored by Redbox and Alize all day, still not enough money.
Alize. No. I'm Michael Fassbender for Alize. It's very good. I like it. I'm in movies. Have you seen them? The Snowman is one of them. Thank you. Alize.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Magneto. Have you seen that movie?
Okay, wait a minute. The one thing I think I have to offer is that this movie starts... So I haven't seen as much Star Trek as these nerds. I'm partial to DS9, so I don't really like to fucks with this.
I wouldn't say you haven't seen as much as us, because you've probably seen more than me.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm the nerd.
Well, I've seen all the movies, but you've watched a lot more...
I've watched a lot of the shows.
You watched Discovery a bit, and you watched a lot more Voyager.
We watched all of Discovery. Okay, so I've seen a lot of the show, but I'm kind of new to the movies. I watched First Contact, and then we recorded on Nemesis, which was the second one, and this is the third one I've seen.
Do you think this is better than Worse or Nemesis?
This one?
Yeah.
No, I thought this was more boring.
Okay.
I think this was a better Star Trek.
Wait, sorry. Continue what you were saying.
But yeah, continue.
Okay, so this movie starts with, I don't know, Data's doing a thing, but the whole point of this is they're watching this like less advanced culture through their little dome thing, which is... I was so proud of myself for remembering something I saw on original Star Trek.
In the chat who are tipping tokens to see the people take their clothes off.
And I think this was the first Star Trek movie I ever saw, if I remember correctly, because I very distinctly remember the like invisible base setup thing.
I can't believe you ever watched another Star Trek anything after watching this first.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It must have really made an impression on your young virgin mind.
No, I had a good good ambassador to Star Trek, I guess, who sort of, you know, told me about how this is not like Star Wars. You know, I'm not in it for the combat and the...
There's you're in so it because much more.
There's a variety of alien races. They have moral dilemmas and humans want to have sex with some of them.
Actually, at that point, it was probably, like they bone down quite a bit in this show. Yeah. And also, like, just shut up and watch it. Star Trek's good.
Yeah, there's going to be spaceship shooty things. Just fucking wait.
They're few and far between, but they're there.
No, in Deep Space Nine, there's like a giant war that
there
happens.
Is.
This movie had very, very little space
stuff.
Period.
Well, it was directed by Jonathan Frakes. Number one.
Make it so, number one.
I want to talk about this. So I think the takeaway from this is that, and I think this has always been the takeaway, is that like Jonathan Frakes is one of those dudes. He's probably a totally normal, nice guy in real life. But from seeing his like characters on these things, and especially when he directs himself, he seems like one of those people that like wants to portray himself as just this like suave fucking ladies man. It's like super sensitive and stuff.
He does.
And, like, it seems
and
like
he's
is.
A Renaissance man. What are you talking about?
And this movie was
portray
like.
Portray himself. He is a Renaissance man.
This movie was. Was like this it was a period piece with like costumes and stuff, so you could tell he made this movie so that he could take girls to it and be like, this is my movie.
Yeah I think he might actually be married to Marina Sirtis in real life.
No
is
way.
That wrong?
Absolutely not.
You are full of shite.
I hope they are. I really do. If
I
they
really
are,
want
if,
them
if
to
they're
be.
Married in real life, then love is not dead.
I hate you if this is made up
I
in
know.
Your brain.
If you just made this up and jerked it away from me. They're not.
His spouse is an actress, of course, but
who's she?
Jeannie Francis.
Why
I don't
would
know
you say
is.
This to me, Patrick?
I don't know why
so
I thought
rude.
That was true.
You are so rude.
You're kind
well,
of a
okay,
ding-dong.
Here's the thing. Yeah, I am. I really am. This movie, he clearly wanted to show their relationship between Riker and Deanna, like really show it, because there are like three or four scenes devoted to
she shaves him in the tub.
Yeah, let's just put it that way.
Yeah,
that's not a euphemism.
No. They're taking a bath.
She shaves him
in the tub. They're in the tub together,
and she's using an old style razor, like a knife.
She does like straight razor. Okay, but this is happening because in an earlier scene, he comes in and he's like, oh, I need them counseling services, bitch. And he's like laying on her lap and putting his head in her lap. And she's like, this isn't therapy posture.
So do I lie down or what?
Well, whatever makes you comfortable, that this isn't one of the usual therapeutic postures.
But it is comfortable.
And
no, she's
then
like,
he kisses
she
her.
Goes, why don't you go sit down? And he's like, why don't you lay down?
Yes.
Why don't you try lying down?
Well, you're in quite a mood today.
Okay, so then he kisses her, hostile workplace. And she's like, oh my God, I like never kissed you with a beard
before.
No,
she
goes,
yuck.
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 I never kissed you with a beard before.
I kiss you and you say yuck?
Yuck.
And he's like, you say yuck when you kiss me?
Have you seen my movies? It feels like pukes.
Okay, here's my question for y'all. Because I honestly don't remember. It's been a while since I watched the end of Next Generation. Were they like a thing at the end of the show?
I think they had to have been.
Okay. Because I just don't remember.
I think they must have been.
Okay.
Because in the
movies. They are in all of the movies.
They're hard in it in the movies.
Yeah.
So they must have been.
And they're getting married in Nemesis? Question mark?
Is this what I'm saying?
That's the one we just watched.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised that you don't know about the end of TNG, Jill.
Okay, here's what happened.
She petered out on TNG.
This is what happened. Because I remember we started watching it and I was like, this is okay. And I'm pretty sure you, Ford, were like, oh, you should probably watch
DS9. And then you got on DS9.
And then I started DS9.
And, now you're like a fanatic of
she
DS9.
She just wants to rewatch DS9.
Yeah, forever, I just want to keep watching DS9 forever.
But you know more about the end of DS9 and like the actual plot than I do by a large margin.
Yes.
Like,
and then
I just know about it for
all of Voyager
its entertaining Star
after
Trek.
That. And then we keep Voyager. Pretending we're going to watch Enterprise, but it's...
How come they never made a
it's
Voyager
tough to
movie?
Get there. Why don't you like
do you
this?
Want to know why? It's because it's a terrible show.
Because it was poopy.
Because nobody wants a Neelix. Or
nobody
worse, a
yeah,
Tuvok.
Nobody wanted to see Neelix again on the big screen. Or Tuvix.
Tuvix.
No,
Tuvix?
The character where they got combined in the transporter
Tuvok.
Is Tuvix.
It's Tuvix.
Tuvix.
Look it up.
I fucking promise it's
Google
Tuvix.
It.
While they were in the matter stream, it might have caused their patterns to merge.
Like an Andorian amoeba.
Just like that. Tuvix is born.
Okay,
Google
I remember
it.
This show because...
The Reuben on the Suban is a pickle with the poison?
Tuvix.
God, I hate you.
Is the 40th episode... The episode is called Tuvix.
Of course it is.
God damn it. So
I told
actually,
you, I'm a DS9 girl.
Honestly, you always kind of... That's one of the best things about Voyager is there are a couple of episodes like that where it's a thing you always wondered. Like, what if somebody got mashed together in the transporter?
What if we did The Fly?
What if we did The Fly in Star Trek?
In Star Trek.
Honestly, there are a few Star Trek episodes in across the whole series that are like horror movies basically.
Yeah
there really are. There's one in the first season of Star Trek TNG where they like explode a guy's chest with phasers.
Oh,
Picard
gross.
And Riker
gross.
And it's like a bug alien that's like coming out of him.
You remember the black sludge monster that's just like
it kills Tasha Yar,
but it, like that being is like made of pure evil and it like talks to them and it's just like, no, I exist to like corrupt.
To murder and everything.
Like,
And that's why I like DS9 better.
And they're like, whoa, this is just some wacky thing we found on this planet. And then after that first season, they revert back to more like social commentary.
It becomes more like moral dilemmas and social commentary,
which is
and
absolutely
and
not a criticism. It's just like, I'm actually glad they got away from finding smog monsters that tell them that they're made of concentrated
like Fern Gully.
See, I actually am a fan of smog monsters. I'm a big fan of Godzilla.
You can have both. It's like the X-Files where you have plot episodes and you have monster episodes.
I was telling Ford that he needs to watch Fringe because it's like the
Fringe
X-Files
is good.
By
I looked
way
it up
of,
and decided that
you son of a bitch, you decided you're gonna watch it because it's so good.
You'll enjoy it. It really is. It's like X-Files
well, actually,
updated
to
for
be honest,
the 21st century.
If I have Jill's recommendation, then I will watch it. But
it's
I
good.
Looking at it was like, oh, this is some fucking Patrick show.
I thought so too.
Okay.
I thought so too.
Yeah. It's give it a little bit because the first season takes some time
Dude,
to really get going.
This is what you always
like,
say.
No.
Give it a little bit because
no.
the first season takes
Here's
a while.
The thing.
No.
Here's the
it's
thing.
It's just that
with
like every show.
Show
like this, there's like Monster of the Week episodes, and then there's the episodes that advance the
they
plot.
They leave you beautiful breadcrumbs the whole first season.
So
both sides of the equation are good.
We haven't mentioned this movie that we just watched in like 20 minutes, but let me get back to a little bit of plot here.
Okay, go for it.
So the movie starts off with them in the invisible base watching the primitive people, which they do in half a dozen Star Trek episodes like we've talked about. Data starts going fucking rogue and like he starts ripping off his helmet and he's all like, bah, the walls are caving in. Ah, I'm going crazy. Like, and just
Boy,
starts defecating everywhere.
Here's
like,
Data.
I might have seen a different movie than you guys. But yeah, he definitely hears Data.
Yeah, his head comes through reality into their world.
He's like the mask, you know?
Oh,
that,
my
that
gosh.
Old, that classic Jim Carrey flick, The Mask, I'm sure you've never heard of.
Somebody stop me!
We should watch you know, that. It's a I rare love treasure. It, but let's
prequel
watch
to
it
the
anyway.
Truman Show.
But so anyway, it's like, why the fuck do they keep Data around? He's such an enormous liability where at any time it can just be like, oh, is the, what are you saying?
The flux capacitor.
The alien cyborg that we discovered built by a like legitimately
a mad scientist.
Legitimately crazy person. Yeah, that we like, is some for some reason an officer and has access to all of our computers. Like, and then he occasionally, and this is a common thing.
Yes.
Occasionally, just goes haywire.
Okay,
and we have to like capture him and fucking reprogram him
all
and
over again.
The only way we know that he's okay is because his own readouts say that he is.
Okay,
this is literally how Skynet started. Right. This is literally the Cylons starting yeah. their
the
invasion.
Very best
but
part
just
of
cool
this
with
for
data
me.
Existing.
Okay, so we watched yeah. Nemesis last. Which is my second movie.
I would argue that
and
Data has every
Nemesis,
right to exist.
Right? They get the, like, bad Data. And Data's idea to save him is to share literally everything in his brain with
right,
this guy.
Right.
So now I have to accept that that happened after this happened.
So also, honestly...
Yeah, that and they were... And again, with that
like,
first movie, everyone's just okay with that. Where they're like, that's cool. Just make a secondary copy of, like, Data. And there's no, like... And they even notice different,
nothing.
Like... hardware ports and shit. We're like, obviously he's a modified
so,
version. Like
in the movies, all of the logic
it.
Goes out the window.
It
well, they
does.
Just, it's just that the writers have no conception of actually what a computer is.
No.
No. Like, I disagree. I honestly think that they just don't even consider the
I don't
the
think
security
they think that part matters.
Element of it.
No, I just think that honestly, what no, no, dude, definitely the writers don't understand what a computer is. Like they don't understand that if you interface one computer with another one, like you can't just do that and expect the other one to just be safe. Like,
yeah.
especially within
well,
like,
you can if you put
in,
a condom on both
in
computers.
In magical future computers, you know,
yeah.
like
you just
especially
put a computer condom
yeah.
on when you plug it in.
It's right. just ridiculous. I'm to imagine
well,
what
and,
it's
and
like
he just,
to see it in order.
All he does is just plug himself in. If they actually understood computers, even to a small degree, they would have some throwaway scene where he talks about like, oh, I've scanned this other Data's
yeah.
security subroutines and I've determined that it's like safe for me to
I
upload
disagree
my
with
thing.
You. I think what? They think the audience doesn't understand computers.
I think both. But I guarantee you, man, the fucking Star Trek writers really fundamentally don't understand why that would be unsafe. Like, don't understand. It's like, if you plug something in... Like it's the Halo.
But dude, it's the same
no, no,
people.
Like conversely.
Ronald D. Moore
know,
wrote the fucking
yeah.
Battlestar shit, and he... wrote all a bunch of Star Trek episodes.
I
yeah,
think
okay,
they
okay.
assume it's.
I think they assume the audience
like
is retarded.
Are not going to jump all over that.
I don't think you're wrong
because
I think most people
wrote the,
probably don't.
Ronald D. Moore
understand.
Was probably again one of several writers, and
yeah, he's one yeah. of like a room full of them.
For all we know, he's the one guy saying this, but then going, "Ah, oh, you're right. It doesn't fucking matter."
Yeah.
And
he probably got shouted down.
Well, I'm sure
else.
He did. Like, why bother? Was
and then
probably
he went
the
and
question.
He was like, this is dumb. And he made Battlestar Galactica.
What does
Galactica,
that accomplish?
Where every time the ships literally don't have networked computers because of
because
how dangerous
of this.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you're right there. Honestly, to some degree, that might have been something of the impetus for it, where
yeah.
it's like, I want to make a realistic type sci-fi
right.
thing. Yeah,
I think that was part of it, is like, yeah. I want to make it with ships that are designed functionally and not
limited.
Aesthetically.
Yeah.
Well, and we don't
yeah.
just hand wave away most of the
science
no
part
holodeck.
Of it.
Even yeah. if we do, we still throw a bone to the realism. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Where if we're like having to get fuel crystals to make new fuel, we have to fucking refine the crystals first
something
or whatever it is. Yeah.
Like, we can't just pull them out and throw them in
not
the core
like
right yeah
you don't get the poop and just
yeah just shovel it into the thing
or like
a steam furnace
or Back to the Future too
yeah
where he pours the beer in the thing and then drops the beer can in
yeah
that's great
yeah I love
that's
that
science
like I know there's been things written about this but the whole like that shot of the like instead of just dropping a can of like beer in he pours the beer in and then drops the can in. Mm. Like, that's just such a great movie thing. Like, that just tells you so much about how it works. And, like, it's just such a good fucking, like, it's, you know.
I love Back to the
Future. It's low-key comedy. And
do we
like,
want to get into Back to the Future? Because I can go all night.
Well, it's just, it's interesting. Like, you see little things
no,
like that
good
in
movie.
Good movies. And then you see things like this.
Yeah.
And this whole movie was just, it was a period piece set where they went out in a field and built these little houses and dressed people up in robes. And that was 90% of the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm convinced that the budget for this, and I didn't look at it, but I'm going to guess it was like...
You want to guess? I looked.
40 million?
No, I know. Don't look. You want to guess?
I haven't looked.
I know the budget and the
okay,
box
okay.
office.
I guess
budget.
40 million budget.
Yeah.
Wait, really? That's it?
Yep. Jill, guess.
1998.
There was not a lot of stuff in Jill, this movie. Guess. There were a lot of people.
He says 40. I'm saying extras. Like 55.
It was 70.
Wow.
And then the box office, you want to guess?
I'm going to guess 150 million.
Jill?
I have no idea. I don't know how many people see these movies.
Budget 70. They've all made money.
Okay.
Box office was like 114.
Huh. Okay, I overshot, but still.
Well, which
profitable,
isn't,
kind
which
of.
Which isn't really a profitable movie. It kind of is.
They probably made like a tiny bit of money.
Not through the formula of needing to make three times as much.
Yeah.
No, but they at this time, they weren't spending twice the budget of the movie on marketing either. In this time period.
Yeah, well.
It was like.
No, you're right, actually. I don't remember.
Or something like that.
Well, this was 1998. I was a.
They weren't spending.
A wee child.
Think about it. There was no online marketing.
And there was no. Like, it wasn't like Godzilla the movie where there was all this, like, tie ins to shit. And, like.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Because it wasn't that big.
Or even, like, Independence
Day. They knew they had their audience.
Star Trek.
They have their Star Trek fans.
Everyone's going to come and see Star Trek.
Everyone will go see a Star Trek movie.
If I had seen this movie in theaters, I would have been really disappointed, though.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's the thing we should talk about is, like, the most interesting thing part about it is this is the first TNG movie. Is this the first TNG? No, this is the second one. This is the second one.
This is after Insurrection, right?
No, this is after First Contact.
Oh.
So this is Insurrection.
Yeah.
Welcome to the party.
Oh, sorry. It's after...
First Contact.
No. The one we watched... Nemesis.
Yeah.
No, Nemesis is the last one.
Huh.
It was in
Nemesis
2002.
Was after 2000.
Okay, Generations was the first one. What
I haven't
the
seen
fuck?
That.
That's the worst one. That's worse than this one.
No, that makes sense because it was the one where they were bridging and they have the original
that
cast
does make
and
sense.
The later cast.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
There's like a time rift and Picard and Captain Kirk gets stuck on a fucking weird planet
it's
together.
Super
it's
bad.
So
don't
dumb.
Spoiler me. Let's just
okay,
watch
so,
it.
All right, wait, hang on.
Okay, so...
just
no. I'm not pausing.
It.
I'm just going to keep talking about Star Trek Generations. It's really dumb. It's so dumb, it's hard to describe how dumb it is. I think the bad guy's like a human played by the guy from Lost who's Penny's dad on Lost.
I don't know anything about this. Can we talk about Jadzia?
Okay.
Okay. I love Deep Space Nine. And I wish I had a Deep Space Nine movie to watch. I mean, but then we couldn't watch it because we don't watch good movies because that's not what we do here at the Unwanted Epilogue.
The only bone that we're ever thrown in any of the TNG movies is that Worf occasionally shows up. They lend him to, from the better series, they bring him
in. You know what?
In.
Worf, okay, here's the thing. So I started with TNG and then I was like, whack. So then I moved on to DS9 and I love me some Worf. So multiple times they talk about how Worf has come from Deep Space Nine and I got very excited when they said Deep Space Nine. But he's okay. So
yeah,
this planet with the primitive people have this dope radiation that like makes your shit snatched. You're gorgeous.
This is the Fountain of
you
Youth
like
planet.
Age backward Benjamin Button style, but not to the creepy point, just to the like older sexy point.
It says it repairs your genetics. So at one point, Geordi has like real eyes again.
Yes.
But presumably the moment that they leave the solar system, his eyes deteriorate.
His eyes actually just catch on fire.
It's like roll out of his head.
And then he becomes that guy from we don't need eyes where we're going.
Where we're going. We won't need eyes to see.
It's called Event Horizon.
Event Horizon.
I've never seen it.
The best movie ever made about spaceships
you know what? I feel
going
like I'm
to hell.
Sneeze, and I'm very stressed out. I'm going to sneeze on the microphone,
well,
and it won't.
I
come
just
out.
Screamed into the mic that Patrick's going to have to cut that whole
I mean,
thing.
I,
out.
Don't worry, I've already edited you out of this whole podcast preemptively.
I could sing a song.
I created a filter that just edits Ford's voice out of the podcast.
Filter.
Oh,
I love it.
I was talking about DS9 while you were away.
Because it's the best Star Trek, without question. The reason it's the best, and part of the reason that this movie doesn't work, is because DS9 has the space to deal with all these conflicts and characters and emotions and all these things that are going on with all these different races. This movie tried to do that in a movie, and that doesn't work.
It wasn't good
enough.
Because
it's an hour and 40 minutes long, and it basically ends up just feeling like a three-part TNG episode, except... it's badly paced. It's like not, there's no action, hardly.
Well,
there's barely any space battles.
Again, we do the thing where these two different factions are actually the same people that just split a while back.
Like, wasn't that the same plot as Nemesis, too?
Yeah, basically. What, like, that's the same. Why is that
the Romulans and the Remans and all that?
Yeah.
I think there must be like someone that likes or does Star Trek is like super racist. And they're like, what if phrenology?
See, this is why you just got to watch DS9. As a dorky lady of color, you gotta watch Benjamin Sisko, the best captain who ever was.
The best ever
with
captain on Star Trek.
About race and gender and sex
and religion.
And religion.
There's a lot of good religion stuff
on
Star Trek.
Oh, Lord, watch DS9, y'all.
Like, enough arguments about it and, like...
The religion is a whole central plot line of it, of, like, can we teach the religion that's traditional...
Yes.
...in the face of, like, not having science to back it up.
And then also having, like, proof for your God existing, too, which is something they deal with. Like, the fact that Benjamin Sisko is, like, their God reincarnated, or, like, he's inhabiting his body, or...
That might be where I got away from it a
little
bit.
He's, like, a prophet.
You know what? I came to DS9, like, in my 20s. And there was something so fabulous about knowing, like, it had existed for so long. Like, I'm a fucking kid not giving a shit, but somebody gave a shit enough to make that for me so I could enjoy it in my 20s and be like,
right.
I think I fucking love Star Trek and I had no idea.
Well, it's just, you're watching this shit and you're realizing, like, this is deeper than even, like...
Oh my gosh, yes.
Well, it's extremely timeless in a way that a lot of other things are not.
I had no idea.
But it's kind of like you watch old, like, Twilight Zones, and it's like half the time they get there in the Twilight Zone, or like when they're trying to.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes in the Twilight Zone, they're obviously not trying to.
Sometimes they just give up and they're like, whatever, it's not real. This didn't happen.
No, in the Twilight Zone, again, the Twilight Zone, they kind of do like moral episodes and like Monster of the Week type episodes.
They do.
Yeah. But,
well, all science fiction television follows a pretty similar formula.
But Twilight Zone was in the 50s with what's his name? Fucking, what is his name? Smoking?
Something. Silver, I'm making that
tonight
up.
Tonight on the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, that's a terrible impersonation.
Everyone
can do that sounds nothing like him.
What are you watching? Like Trial and Error? You got to watch Trial and Error.
I'm doing it off the top of my head.
So I can hit tonight you with an impression.
And the Twilight
that's better.
Zone.
That's a little better.
I was mimicking you doing it.
Still, it's better.
Rod Sterling.
There
Rod Sterling,
you go. Yeah. It's not Silver. It was Sterling.
Yeah, dude, he's got a deeper voice.
It's like when I said Kindling instead of
what
Tinder.
He sounds like.
This is Rod Sterling.
Tonight.
There are many.
Every now and then.
There are many windows that
we
you can
all
look through.
Wish
but
we
only
could
one
have.
Window
what
into
is it? The one with the genie.
The Twilight Zone.
Don't adjust your television set.
We walk around each day and we wish for things.
We wish
but
for
what
death.
If it came true? What? Tonight's story is about a real motherfucker of a genie. And he is gonna wreck motherfucking shop.
What is this?
This is an actual clip from the show I just played.
Sounded just like him.
What? See, it's a real life thing. What did we watch? Insurrection. No? Is that? That's right.
This is the movie where Worf goes through puberty. Did we already talk about Worf going through puberty? So, okay. So I mentioned earlier, this movie's a comedy. Like
of errors.
They tried really hard to make it a comedy. Like,
and a period piece.
The opening is hilarious, where Data is just like beating the fuck out of people.
Wait, though.
Yeah, I need a beer.
What makes it extra hilarious is because of the Prime Directive. Yes, please. Because of the Prime Directive, they're in this like invisible watchtower.
Thank you, stewardess.
Meanwhile, they have these cloaking suits, which this lady nerd did not even know existed. Where did that shit come from? So like people are flying out of nowhere and nothing, you know, the invisible force. And so this is happening. And then we see like Data's in the cloaking suit and he's like kicking the ass of people in cloaking suits.
As far as I know, they never use the cloaking suit.
They don't use it.
Is that where you're going?
Look, I really don't think they do.
They didn't need it after that because the people knew they were there, they had to
announce
themselves and say, we are your gods.
See,
you belong to us now.
I think that in their exploration of the galaxy, they found just like a small handful of cloaking suits. You know, they don't really know. They can't replicate the technology.
They came from a time long forgotten.
Right.
From the ruins of an ancient race of aliens.
Like, let's say
are
they found
silly?
Like a cache of
because yes. I'm like, oh, no. I thought you were serious.
Well, that would make
what
sense
if they
to
just
me.
Did?
Other than that, why
they
the fuck do they never ever use the cloaking suits?
Here's the thing. I brought this up while we were watching the movie, but in the movies, they actually do a good job of showing the Federation's technology improving. Over the course of the TV show, they don't do a lot of that, but like in the movies, Geordi is his eyes are fixed.
Yeah.
The Federation has like fixed his eyeballs. He has just regular psionic eyeballs.
Okay, wait though, in this
the
movie,
ship
though.
Is better. There are other improvements. Like
his
obviously
eyeball,
they
his,
built this fucking cloaking technology.
His eyeballs are creepy though. Why
they
couldn't
are
they give him better
balls.
Looking eyeballs?
Okay, but in Nemesis,
yeah, they could have just given him regular
his
looking eyeballs.
Contacts were better because in this movie he like is fucking bug eyed with those contacts.
But Nemesis is 4 years later.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the tech is even better.
Color contact technology came a long way in those 4 years.
Wait, so they fixed his eyes in this movie, but later on in Nemesis, he's back to fucking cyborg eyes again.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Once they left the planet, the radiation stops fixing your genetics.
Remember,
you have to stay there.
Picard got all horny and
felt
youthful.
Flowers for Algernon, man.
Yeah, dude.
Flowers for fucking Algernon.
Yeah, once he left, he got busted down to ship janitor.
Flowers for Geordi.
Oh. Yeah.
He's like, me talk pretty someday.
Oh,
and they're
no.
like, Geordi.
He's trying to like fix the warp core. And they're like, Geordi, you just vented all the plasma in the space. We're all going to die, you fucking asshole.
And they're like, Geordi, you are wiggity, 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 wiggity whack.
Yeah. So because of this dope radiation, Worf in his puberty, he gets a pimple. What's the Klingon word for pimple?
Oh, that's why he goes through puberty?
Because of the radiation.
I thought he was just like going through a special time in his boyhood
life. It wasn't a Ponfar. It was the radiation.
Okay. All right.
I actually missed that too.
I thought
it was a Ponfar.
I didn't make that connection.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of a...
I thought when Klingons hit a certain age, they just go through puberty.
Right.
Okay, wait though, because Picard was like, look at my silky skin.
Yeah, he was feeling himself.
He was
feeling himself
in the
mirror. He was all like touching on his titties. And he was
everybody
like,
had shit going
He's
on.
He's like, computer, play the Mambo.
Yes, and remember,
he really
we
did.
Have...
That's not a joke.
Yeah.
He really did play the Mambo.
And then he's like,
Mambo Italiano. Hey,
it
Mambo.
Wasn't even a good Mambo Italiano, okay?
No, it was, what's
like,
that song?
Brown
One,
and
two,
young and walking
three, four,
away. The girl from Ipanema goes walking. She walks away and now she's running away.
That is not how that
No, as long as we don't sing the actual song, then we're fine.
Okay, so there is a scene between Worf and Data because everyone's being affected by the radiation differently. And Data goes, are your boobs feeling firm?
And have you noticed how your boobs have started to firm up? Not that we care about such things in this day and age. Thank you, Data.
I have an odd craving for the blood of a live Kolar beast. This environment must be affecting me again.
And have you noticed how your boobs have started to firm up?
Hey, Jonathan Frakes, how them titties feeling?
No, he's asking Worf.
He's asking Worf.
Oh, right.
But I read it on the subtitles.
Hey, Michael Dorn, you get your own TV shit?
Patrick's like, who said it? Did they really say boobs? Like, I read boobs. I read it
and I looked away and you just said... Data just asked Worf how his boobs were feeling. And I said, how did he phrase it, though? Did he say...
He said boobs.
How them boobs at?
No. Yeah, it was...
How them titties hanging.
It was, can I get a feel
he
on them titties,
said,
yo?
And he came up behind him kind of and grabbed him over the shoulder.
Mm-hmm. He said, are your boobs feeling firm?
And they were also in the bathtub together, like Deanna and Riker.
Yeah. And then he came to the front and he went, honk, honk. And we were like, Star Trek has gotten weird.
And Data said, I'm fully functional.
Oh,
I am
gross.
Functional.
We remember, Data. We know you can fuck,
Data,
dude.
We know you can have sex,
we
bro.
Know.
We saw it. We saw
First
it in that one
all,
episode with the sex virus.
Yeah.
We
the
saw
sexy
you.
Sex virus.
Which
that
every
is
these electric
an episode
sex pants. Damn
this
these electric
remembers.
Sex pants.
Hell's cheap. But I'm not aroused. It's only cars. God damn these electric sex pants.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
We are off the rails, gentlemen.
You know what? This is
engage number
is
one.
The entire night.
Remember when they were crashing
faithful
into the ship
listeners.
Because they docked to? Okay, so Data's gone off the rails and he's somehow stolen some ship and he's escaping.
What?
I guess.
Wait, one second though. How
this
come everybody else gets dope from the radiation, but Data gets fucked?
We're
from
talking
the
about
radiation.
Star Trek Insurrection, Patrick.
Because,
come back to us.
What is Star Trek?
Remember when they docked to Data's ship and they're careening into the planet and the camera's just spinning round and round. They're going,
whoa.
I'm
gonna throw up. Don't do
you
that.
You mean the scene where I vomited?
Whoa. Okay.
That went on for
so
like 20 minutes, by the way.
They distract Data by singing this song.
I don't even think original series Star Trek would have tried to pull off such a stupid effect as just spinning the camera around like
I think
that.
They've done it.
It looked like a 60s...
I don't even want to think
I
want to
say that
it.
They did that on Voyager?
No, I want to say they did that on the 60s Batman and
they
Robin
did
show.
On Batman
where
and
they
Robin.
Spin the camera around and go, whoa!
Adam West style.
But yes, do you think it was the camera spinning? They didn't do it afterward?
Well,
you don't think it was done in editing?
I think maybe they built an actual rig of the inside of the spaceship and strapped them in and then spun it.
No. You know what's fucked up? They actually do that in The Expanse, in that show.
Oh, they do.
They build a giant fucking rig, and it like moves around and turns.
This is why you have such a space boner about this show.
It's a really good show.
I know, listen to both of you. Space boner.
So, okay, you know, space boner that's the same reason that Pacific Rim is a good movie, is because Guillermo del Toro built a fucking
rig
inside of a mech.
Throw up.
And he threw two people in it, and he was like, fuck you! And then he spun it around while they were in it.
He's like, if you ain't puking, we ain't shooting.
Yeah. Except he has like a Spanish accent, so he was like,
if you ain't puking.
No. What was that? Oh my
God. Wow, you're going to make fun of my fucking Twilight Zone impression.
Oh my goodness.
You live in Texas and you can't do a terrible Mexican accent?
Wow. Let's stop there. Because we don't want to hear the good Mexican accent.
Puking, then they ain't shooting, cabrón.
Nope.
I think he actually is more Spain.
Cut the
Spanish.
Mic. Cut
if,
it
if
out.
If they ain't puking.
You know which microphone cover goes with which human, right? Because Ford just slobbered on his.
No, I didn't.
Yes.
No, I would never do that.
I've been putting our mic covers
all the time.
I don't want
Jill's infected mic.
I've been putting our mic covers on particular characters on my shelf.
Guess
Jill's
which one
goes
mine
on
is.
Black Panther.
Panther.
I really just want Patrick's
yours
nicely.
Goes on
faithful
a
ki- listeners.
Yours
mine
goes on a kaiju
on
from
Black
Pacific
Panther.
Rim.
I want Patrick's nicely perfumed, you know, thing.
I fart on all of these before I give them to you.
Stick it under your armpit like this.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
I
like to rub it on my taint before we start
my
up.
Eyes.
You think
and
it's like
I
an
really
echo masking
wish I
thing?
Known that.
It is.
Don't mask echoes.
No, if I put my pube hair on it before
wait
we
a
start
minute.
Recording.
Wait, you were making a point that we went off the rails on that we were going to come back to.
I don't remember.
So they sing that song.
A British tar is a soaring soul as free as a mountain bird.
Okay, so
how does the song go? How does the song go?
Energetic fists should be ready to resist a dictatorial word.
Wait a minute, though. I'm still upset that everybody else gets doper from the radio shit except Data. So he's like in a fucking puddle jumper, whatever they call it on this show. And he's like, I'm doing shit. And they're like, oh, remember, Data was rehearsing this show. They call it a puddle jumper on Stargate Atlantis.
That's not this show.
Oh.
This is called a spacecraft.
Fine.
Wait, this wasn't Stargate Atlantis?
I thought we were watching Stargate SG-1.
No. Shit. Who cares about that? Stargate Atlantis. I only watch the good shows. I'm the best nerd.
SG-1 is great.
Get out of here. So Data's off the rails. So Picard is a genius, naturally.
And he remembers.
And he's like, Data was in this production of this shit. We about to sing this song. So they're all like singing together and Worf's like, fuck you. But for some reason, they have a karaoke screen in their puddle jumper.
Okay, actually, I want to bring this up now that you got to this point. Okay.
Karaoke screen?
The karaoke screen.
There's a point where Captain Picard asks Worf if he's heard of
Gilbert and Sullivan.
Mr. Worf, do you know Gilbert and Sullivan?
No, sir. I have not had a chance to meet all the new crew members since I have been back.
As if a fucking Klingon would know two 19th
he's like,
century
he was on fucking show
okay.
Earth
okay.
composers.
Okay. Hold
like,
on.
Give me a fucking
he
break.
He was on DS9 with Benjamin Sisko for how many years?
Were show tunes a thing in the
for
19th
how many
century?
Years?
I think it was just tunes. Everyone was just writing shitty
music. How many
music.
Years was he with Benjamin Sisko?
It was all
Sisko?
Like, banana, na 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 na.
You know what?
Every song was the entertainer in the 19th century. You know what I'm saying?
Wink.
Every song is the entertainer. They're like,
and now rise for our national anthem.
And it's just played on like a recorder.
Oh my god. Can you make me a ringtone out of that?
No, but really, that's like the funny thing is Picard
they,
is a
they
character.
Didn't regret, they didn't know what how else to end songs at that point.
Oh my gosh, I'm dying.
Picard as a character only likes music like that. Like, that's the only time period he like. I'm sure he likes, like, I remember him listening to some, like,
sometimes
classic
he likes
German
opera. Marches.
Yeah. God damn it.
76 trombones in the parade.
Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
Earl Grey hot.
Earl Grey hot.
And the Music Man.
Computer, Earl Grey hot in a blowjob.
Computer, play the film Grease.
What do you mean? I'm the captain.
Oh, lard.
I'd like to see old John Travolta films.
Oh, man.
Like Swordfish.
Swordfish.
Yeah, we actually talked about Swordfish on Cruel Intentions.
We did not.
Yes,
that was a long time ago. I don't remember any of that.
And Get Shorty.
Oh my gosh.
I love that
computer.
That bald midget.
Number just one, come in here and watch me watch American Pie.
Man, I want to be on a starship. Not the Enterprise.
American Dad.
I want to live on DS9.
Just put him in the show.
Yeah, because his voice is amazing.
Well, they're just like, make him play him.
Right, and also just write him what, like, whatever you can think
everything
of.
Everything you want to hear him say.
I guarantee you he comes in to record, you know, the three lines he's got, which is like 30 seconds of dialogue, and ends up recording like 2 hours of shit.
Oh,
you know?
I hope so.
God, he's the best.
His nose should pant.
And his lips should curl.
His cheeks should flame.
And his brow should furl.
His bosom should heave.
And his heart should glow.
And his fist be ever ready for a knockdown blow.
I love that he's 98,000 years old.
He
and he's
is
doing,
not. He's like 70-something
he's
years
old. He's only 8,700 years old.
I hope I look as good
right.
at his age. What is the
I
Yoda thing?
I wish Jenna Fish.
I don't like half of you half as much as you deserve. And what's the thing from Lord of the Rings?
Six in one hand and 12 dozen in the other.
Yeah, that. That's that's what I was thinking of.
This is a mess.
Why are you picking your nose all the
we
time, Patrick?
We all need new hobbies.
It's because of all the cocaine.
Oh, not to worry. I've got some cocaine right here. Ah, okay. You think cocaine is a problem, but I've done it for 32 years. See, I am part of a group of responsible cocaine users. We adhere to strict rules to ensure things don't get out of control. It's not used to feel good, not for base pleasure, certainly. It's a medicine to improve our lives, like penicillin or opium.
Cocaine.
If we could get sponsored by cocaine.
I'm still holding out for Alizé all day.
That's
Alizé.
The number one sponsor.
Man,
that we're
am I the
for.
One on the bottom?
We did a shitty ad, but we got to do a shout out to Alizé. Alizé, if you're listening, we love you.
You know what? Why haven't we bought a bottle to like sip on off,
you know,
my World War II
era
something
table?
I've
noticed
because
is
Alizé
that
tastes like a butthole.
Tends to edit our Alizé ads out of the podcast.
You bitch!
I have not edited out a single one of them.
I haven't heard a single one of them.
I don't think
you
I've edited
what?
One
I
out lately.
I heard it in Valerian. I do remember that.
I left all of that shit in, unfortunately.
Well you're contractually obligated to.
Did you email
to,
them
so
yet
good.
To ask if they're open to sponsoring
Jesus Christ.
Our podcast?
I
did you?
I
did
hate
you?
Both of you.
Did you?
For every single did time you? That first of all what I should be saying is why don't you come up with a new fucking joke, you hacks.
Whoa,
god damn,
this isn't a joke, it's a sponsorship.
It's a sponsorship.
What are you talking about?
By
why
the
is he
way
laughing?
I
oh
want to just tell anyone who listens to this, if you're
really
not
good.
Watching Trial and Error,
that was good,
go do that.
You're not hacks because that was good.
Ugh. You know what, Alizé all day is a sponsorship, like my friend and fellow business person just said, and I don't appreciate you being dismissive of it.
You don't even have your phone out. It's amazing that you can just remember the whole email that they sent without even having to look at it.
I
go like this. Dear Patrick,
a
suck my dick. Love Alizé all day.
All day.
Signed, the president of Alizé all day.
Okay, well, this
we
is
really got to get a bottle for the next time we record.
That's
have
how
you ever
this
had
is going.
It?
No.
It's fucking
gross.
That just told our listeners like 80% of important things about me that I have actually had
Alizé.
I've enjoyed it over ice.
Hey, hey, Alizé.
In the summer. At
okay,
a
we need
barn
to stop
party.
Saying all of these words.
Summer, ice. Alizé.
Don't watch this movie. Just watch Deep Space Nine.
Just don't watch.
Be like your
movies.
Pal Jill
just don't
from
watch
the unwanted
movies.
Epilogue. This is a PSA. If you're going to Star Trek, do it right.
All
love
right.
yourself. Treat yourself right.
I can feel that we're drifting on this.
No,
so.
I was making a speech.
No.
Jill has to go to the bathroom, so
I
we're
do
done.
Have to pee.
Wait,
how
wait.
Did you know?
We're not quite done yet.
Because Alizé all day.
Shut your fucking
we're
mouth.
We're very in tune with
swear
each other.
Swear to God. both of you.
I do have to pee, though.
Okay,
quickly.
I'm
just
hurrying.
Just to pee.
I heard her.
What are you doing? You going to YouTube's?
I'm going to YouTube.
Give me some comments.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No, the comments
they
are disabled.
They disabled the comments for the trailer.
That's
telling.
You know
what, you assholes? You ruined it.
Wait.
Come on. You guys stop commenting mean stuff on YouTube.
This is for Nemesis, which I don't think that we did this for.
We did not.
Okay, I got comments for the clip where they're singing the British tar
yes.
song. Let me back this up and play a little bit of it.
I can just edit it in.
We'll edit it in right here.
Oh my God.
Edit some of the song in.
Leave that though. Leave that leave and that start part. It like now. Right, that's so, when you do it.
So they say, fill her at his best. Patrick Stewart and Brent Spiner are great singers.
His nose should pant and his lips should curl. His cheeks should flame and his brow should twirl. His bosom should heave and his heart should glow. And his fist be ever ready for a knockdown blow.
No.
Yes, they really are.
I mean, fine, but like...
You have not experienced HMS Pinafore until you've heard it in the original Klingon.
Oh, no.
What?
Honestly, I wish they had kept this going. Made the scene longer with the singing.
Did you do that, Patrick? Did you comment that?
No. That was Rick Berman.
Worf's like...
Oh, God.
Worf's like, quote, I'm not singing that. I love this.
That.
Please, for the love of Carl Hayes, don't make me sing. Look, substitute the words Klingon warrior for British tar, and this song is the next great export from the Federation, right up there with prune juice.
Wait, what?
This is a good one.
What about the tula berries?
On one of the clips from Star Trek Insurrection from Edward Bliss, Insurrection is the Luxana Troy episode of all
oh,
Star Trek
no!
movies.
No, no.
That's
no!
pretty good.
That's pretty much correct, though.
Damn, that's good, dude. I think
you know what?
We just spent 40 minutes talking about it and that guy nailed it in
Wait
one
a
line.
Fuck.
Damn
before
it.
You go in on my girl, before you go in on her.
All her episodes suck,
there
though.
All
of them
beautiful
are
beautiful
just...
episodes between her and Odo. Both of you take it back.
Okay, in DS9, but not in TNG.
Not in TNG.
In TNG, they're all about her lounging around a Roman bath.
Okay.
Which is...
With her mom.
I gotta watch
yeah.
more
half
TNG.
The time.
Yeah.
And her mom is
no,
the worst
she said
character.
Luxana Troy.
Yes.
Oh, what's
Mama
what's her,
Troy.
What's her daughter's name?
Deanna.
Deanna. Okay. Yeah, that absolutely is the perfect description.
No, I
yeah,
love
yeah, because
her.
This episode is literally about a society
this
of
episode.
People. This episode of Star Trek, this movie. I see it, my fucking brain even did it.
No, it really
this
wasn't good.
This movie is like her whole like ideal. That society is like, she, it's all like peace and love and fucking hippie shit.
They choose to live without technology, which also,
we just
is also a storyline
all day
we've
and
seen.
Make new children and we get younger. It's cool. It's like a reverse Benjamin Button situation.
But not to the creepy point. You know, when you're like a dementia teenager.
Well, it's just like that.
Yankees.
Why dementia
do they,
teenager.
Why do they have the fucking Philosopher's Stone in Star Trek? Like, that is just
You
such,
mean the Fountain of Youth?
Yeah, but it's just such a
the
like,
Philosopher's Stone is a different thing. That's Harry
don't.
Potter. Let's not even go into
don't.
It.
Don't.
No, that was before Harry Potter. Harry Potter lifted that from other things.
It did.
But
yeah,
I
know it's not from Harry Potter. Jesus Christ.
But my point is,
I know you think
my,
I'm dumb,
my
but
point
good
is,
God.
My point is that if you have that, it makes everything in the universe kind of irrelevant, where that would be just like the number one thing is now controlling that planet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just sort of dumb. It's just sort of dumb. That
it's
sums up this
tiring.
Movie. They didn't need to make it, and it's just sort of dumb.
Here we
I'm
go.
Offended.
I found another good one.
Hit us with it.
Chia Mauve says, if Riker ever kissed me, I wouldn't say yuck for sure.
Ew. Ew.
How come it only took two button presses for Captain Picard to bring up something as specific as the HMS Pinafore?
Listen, bitch. He got that shit on.
First of all, if you've ever watched TNG, then you know that Picard has all of his greatest hits queued up and ready to go with only a two button press.
Oh my gosh.
I have a try hard comment here. I hate the, okay, try hard. I hate that term, but you know. If history and the arts are a massive part of your life and understanding of the universe, it is not unusual to be shocked of most people's ignorance of them. People have a hard time grasping that what is important to you might not be important to others. Although, honestly, this entire
Jesus
scene
Christ.
Was included as a lame attempt to make us laugh at Worf's expense, a trademark of the TNG movies.
Dude, fuck that shit. Worf is dope AF.
It really does feel like Jonathan Frakes just hates Michael Dorn and like really wanted to fucking rag on his character.
You know what? We love you, Michael Dorn. Do you love Alizé? We want to bring you two together.
I think my favorite part of this was the bouncing sing-along dot. Yeah, they did have that. It was a karaoke.
My this favorite part was when they referenced the fact that Worf came from DS9.
I have to go pee, Julie.
I do too.
Wow.
And we're very in tune with each other. Right. We're cycling with the moon.
So we're not recommending that anyone watch this, question mark?
No, no, DS9?
Just go watch actual Star Trek if you like Star Trek.
Yeah.
Deep Space Nine, bitch. Watch DS9. You're not a bitch. Thank you for listening. I really do appreciate it. This is a wonderful creative outlet. Thank you so much.
I'm eating the mic.
We're canceled.
We're canceled.
We're canceled.
I was late all day.
Bye.